Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. The Secretary of State has released a report on changes to voting in California a year past the legislative deadline. KQED Politics reporter Guy Marzorati has more.
Mindy Romero, director of the Center of Inclusive Democracy at USC, says California's adoption of the Voters' Choice Act
was the single biggest election reform that we've ever seen in our state.
It replaces assigned polling places with larger vote centers and more early voting. The report finds counties that used the Voters' Choice Act in 2020, like San Mateo and Santa Clara, had higher turnout than the state average, but with persistent turnout gaps between white voters and voters of color. Romero says the research is important.
Particularly since the Voters' Choice Act was about opening up access and hopefully improving participation rates.
And because more counties are adopting the system now, including Alameda, Marin, and Sonoma. I'm Guy Marzorati, KQED News.
Recology, the firm that has had a monopoly on trash hauling in San Francisco, made $23 million more during a four-year period than its contract allows. That's according to a report from the city controller. It comes after Recology paid San Francisco residents $94 million after overcharging them for years. Those charges were discovered in connection with the corruption scandal tied to former Public Works Director Mohamed Nuru. Recology says it disagrees with some of the controller's findings. Last month, the city's top environmental official resigned before a separate city report found she solicited donations from Recology before awarding it contracts. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News.